Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. With Christmas upon us, the majority of Toowoomba Regional Council offices will close down between 5pm Friday, December 24 and 8:45am on Tuesday, January 4. However, many of the essential services provided by Council, such as animal management, water and wastewater treatment, environmental health and road maintenance, will either partially be staffed or be on standby during the closed down period. Council-owned facilities across the region, such as cemeteries, swimming pools, libraries and art galleries, will be open at different times over the Christmas period. So for a full list of Council services and Christmas New Year opening times, please refer to Council's website, www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. Due to high levels of algal toxins present in raw water samples, Council's day-use area located at Coobie Dam Wall is closed to public access until further notice. The closure is necessary as raw or untreated water is supplied to all taps and toilet facilities at this location. Now Loveday Cove, which is also located at Coobie, remains open as the water supplied to facilities at this location is sourced from a bore and does not contain algal toxins. The dam wall picnic area will not reopen until algal toxins return to the acceptable range, and this is not likely to occur before the new year. So visitors planning to visit the area over the Christmas break are advised to make alternative arrangements. Water from Coobie is treated before supply to residents, and this treatment removes toxins otherwise present in the raw water. Residents connected to Toowoomba's bulk water supply and to the Greenmount area water supplies are now on permanent conservation measures, and this is following dam storage levels reaching 35%. So use of a handheld hose with a trigger or twist nozzle and water-efficient sprinklers and irrigation systems on gardens and lawns are able to be used before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. any day except Monday. For full details of permanent conservation measures, please refer to Council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au/water. And of course, it wouldn't be summer without the fabulous summer tunes coming back to the region. Now, Council will again be hosting the popular and free Summer Tunes program in four of Toowoomba's stunning public parks. More than 20 different musical acts will be featured over the 8 Sundays from January 9 through to the end of February. So mark it down in your calendar and I'll certainly give you more details as it gets closer. Toowoomba's sister city in New Zealand, Whanganui, will play host to the 2011 New Zealand Masters Games from February 4 to 13. Council is calling for expressions of interest from any Masters athletes in the region to participate in the Games. Now, whether you're an experienced competitor or a first-timer more interested in meeting new people and socialising, we'd like to hear from you. So for further information regarding the Games, visit www.nzmg.com or to register your interest to be part of Team Toowoomba, contact TRC Sports Tourism Officer Andrew Allpass by phoning 4688 6984. Help clean up illegal graffiti by calling the Graffiti Busters hotline on 4659 0042. Now, private residents and business owners across the region can report graffiti to the hotline, where the call will be referred to the authority responsible for the affected property. Messages and contact details can be left on the answering machine service out of hours. Two Toowoomba local history library collections will be displayed at the Cobb & Co Museum from December 4 through to January 9. Photos and catalogues from the family business Piggott's will be shown, and items from the Marie Rowley collection will detail the World War II exploits of the Toowoomba servicewoman. The museum is at 27 Lindsay Street, and entry is free for regional residents. Now, if you're looking to do the right thing by recycling, then you can eliminate waste contamination by placing correct materials in your recycling compartment or yellow recycling bin. Paper, cardboard, steel, and aluminium cans, glass bottles, and plastic marked with the recycling symbol can be recycled. So items for the general waste bin include plastic bags, crockery, nappies, kitty litter, kitchen scraps, and ovenware. If you have an after-hours emergency, then contact Council's free after-hours emergency number on 1800 626 198, and that's for matters such as burst water mains, block sewers or dog attacks. If you require any more information on anything I've mentioned in today's segment, then please go to Council's website. There's a host of information there, www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. On behalf of the Mayor, councillors, and all the TRC staff, I'd like to wish you a most jolly and memorable Christmas and a great new year, and even more importantly, I wish you a safe one if you're on the roads visiting family and friends. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.